All passengers traveling to London, please get ready to board flight 512 at gate number 4. All passengers traveling to London, please get ready to board flight 512 at gate number 4. All passengers traveling to London, please get ready to board flight 512 at gate number 4.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I should have told you before.
It doesn't matter.
Hello, I'm Kelly. I just wanted to check in with you and see how you're feeling now.
She's fine. She's okay.
You still have time to board if you're up to it. You still have plenty of time.
No, we're okay. It's fine. Thank you.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, we're sure. Thanks. Perhaps another time.
Oh, it's such a shame. It happens all the time. People panic.
Yes.
Change their minds.
Yes, I know.
At the last minute.
Yes, we'll be fine. Won't we? Clara?
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry for all this fuss.
Oh, don't be silly. As long as you're okay.
Thanks.
I'm right over here if you need me, okay?
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to keep saying that.
I thought I could do it.
But you couldn't.
I wish I told you before.
How could you have told me before? How could you have told me before if this was a surprise?
What I mean is that if I had known before about the surprise, I still wouldn't have told you.
You wouldn't?
No.
Well, that is odd now, isn't it?
I thought I could do it just fine. I thought once we got to check-in, once we were on the plane, I'd be okay.
But you weren't.
No.
And now you're telling me that even if you did know we were going on holiday, on a plane, before a few days ago, you still wouldn't have told me.
No.
Well, that is peculiar, isn't it?
I was afraid something might happen on the plane. I could feel my heart beating faster. I got scared when I had to hand over my passport.
You fainted. Nearly hit your head off the counter.
I wasn't always afraid of flying.
Everyone was looking at us, wondering what was going on.
I should have told you.
Yes, you should have. Unless, of course, you wanted to lie to me on purpose, for some other reason.
No.
Unless you were just pretending you liked me to get a free holiday, but then you couldn't go through with it. The lie of pretending you liked me.
No, that's not true. That's not it at all.
Maybe you were making fun of me, and you just wanted some nice presents.
No, Darren, I would never do that. I wouldn't.
Maybe you don't like me that much after all.
I do like you. I do.
You're sure you're not lying to me, Clara? Pretending?
No, I swear.
If you don't like me, Clara, that's okay. But you have to tell the truth.
I do, I promise.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, then. I believe you.
But can I tell you something else?
Yes.
I was worried about something else, too.
You were?
I was worried that something might happen on the plane. To you.
Me? Like what?
Like maybe someone might think something bad was going on and tell someone else.
Why would someone think something bad was going on?
I don't know.
You think you stopped maybe a bad thing happening to me?
Maybe.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Suppose so.
You were sort of protecting me, is that it?
Yes.
You're afraid a bad thing might happen to me, so you made sure we didn't get on that plane.
Yes.
You're not really afraid of flying, are you? You pretended to faint, didn't you?
Are you mad at me?
How could I be mad at you for doing that for me? From now on, though, Clara, we'll have to be honest with each other. We'll have no more lies between us, agreed?
Yes.
When you pretended to faint, it was lucky I caught you. You could have hurt yourself.
I know.
I caught you just before you hit the ground. Picked up your passport when it fell too.
My passport?
Fell right out of your bag. Here, have it back. Anyone could have seen it.
You saw my passport?
It's a nice photo of you. Very pretty.
But you know then?
No. Know what?
My age.
You already told me your age, Clara, weeks ago.
My real age.
Ah, your real age. Yeah. I saw that.
And you're not mad at me?
When I met you in that bar, you told me you were 18. Lots of young girls pretend they're older. They try to get me to buy them drinks for free. They think I don't know what they're up to, but I do. I always know. But not you. You're different.
How am I different?
You didn't want a free drink. Your friends left you on your own. You didn't even want to be there in the first place. You remember us first talking?
Yeah.
When you told me you were 18, I knew you were younger. I knew that, Clara. But I want you to understand this now, so listen to me carefully. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I knew you were not 18. But I thought you were 17, maybe even 16. But I never knew you were only 14. Do you understand that? It's important you understand that.
Yes.
But do you, really?
Yes. Yes, I do understand it.
Good. You look older than that photo in your passport. Much older. The way you dress, the way you talk. You come across much older. You draw attention to yourself. Men notice you. You like men to look at you, don't you?
I don't know.
Men look at you and wonder about you, Clara. They want to be with you. Do you hear me? Do you understand?
I don't know.
Listen, Clara, if we're to make this relationship work, you're going to have to start trusting me completely. Have I ever done anything to hurt you?
No.
Have I taken advantage of you?
No.
Have I ever made you do anything you didn't want to do? Come here, for instance.
No.
Well, maybe it's about time you started believing me when I say nice things to you. We'll have to start our relationship all over again, afresh, right from the start. This time, no lies, okay?
I think I feel bad about the holiday and everything. I think maybe I should just go home.
Home? You want to go home now?
Yeah.
Don't be silly. The last thing you need to do is go home. We need to go somewhere and sort all this. Somewhere quiet and private and talk this out properly.
I think maybe I should just go. I can get a bus home. I have my own money.
A bus? Home? To your parents? Won't they wonder why you're back so early?
I won't say anything if you're worried about that.
Say anything about what?
You.
Me? Why would I be worried about you saying anything about me?
I don't know.
Do you mean to tell me you've not told them about me?
No.
And what about this weekend?
They think I'm on a school trip.
A school trip? And what about all the times we met for lunch? And when I took you for dinner last week? What about those times?
I told them I was with my cousin.
You lied to them?
Yeah.
You lied to me, and now you tell me you've lied to your own parents?
I guess so.
You've really disappointed me, Clara. I paid all this money for a weekend away for the two of us, and all I get in return is one lie after another.
I'm sorry.
I thought you really liked me. Do you understand what I mean? I thought we had something good going on here, Clara.
I'm sorry, we did.
Did? So it's over now, is it? Just like that? You just decided it's over.
I should probably go home.
Your parents won't be pleased if they find out you've been lying to them.
I won't tell them about us.
I don't know what the police will do when I tell them. They might press charges.
The police?
Yes, the police, Clara. This is a serious situation you've gotten us into. You've tricked me deliberately and took expensive gifts from me too. I have a good job. And if people found out about this, who do you think they'd blame? Me, that's who. I'll have to go to the police straight away before I get in trouble. I just hope journalists don't come looking for me. I hope they don't go to your parents.
I really didn't mean to lie to you. I thought I liked you. I did like you. I'm sorry. Please don't tell anyone. Please don't go to the police. Please don't tell my parents.
Look, don't worry. Calm down. It's okay. Stop making a fuss. People are starting to look at us again.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I think we've both had a shock. We need to get out of here, away from all these people, and find somewhere quiet where we can talk alone.
I really didn't mean to lie.
I know you didn't. It's okay. Don't be worried. Let's go, and I'll get us a room in a hotel I know near here. We can watch some TV, relax, order some room service, and then talk. Sort out all our problems.
I think it would be better if I just went home.
Once we've sorted all this mess out, I'll drive you home later in my car.
You won't tell my parents or go to the police?
Of course I won't. I won't tell anyone if you don't want me to. I was only a little bit annoyed at you for tricking me. But it's okay now. I understand what happened. Let's go before you go attracting more attention. And try to look happy. And fix your hair, it looks terrible.
Sorry.
Hello, just me again. Just to let you know, that's the last call before the flight closes. You're sure you're not going to change your mind?
No, we've decided to go now, haven't we, Clara?
Yes. I'm just going to go home instead, in a little while.
Oh, well. You'll get away next time, hopefully. Safe home.